Track 12. Chewing gum. When you were in school, did your teachers tell you, "Don't chew gum in this class"? They probably did. So why do so many people chew gum? The answer goes back a long time. People started chewing gum more than 1,000 years ago. Of course, back then, people did not chew the same kind of gum that we chew today. In the 14th century, the Aztec people of Mexico chewed the sap from a tree called sapodilla. They took the sap from the tree and let it dry until it was hard. Then they cut it into small pieces and chewed it. They called it chicle. The Aztecs chewed chicle when they were hungry or thirsty. After they chewed it for a few minutes, they did not feel as hungry or thirsty anymore. Today, some people still chew gum for the same reason. Perhaps they don't have time to eat, or they are on a diet and don't want to eat. The Aztecs also chewed chicle to make their breath smell better. Many people chew gum today for the same reason. Then the history of chewing gum took a strange turn. The sap from another tree is used for a completely different product, rubber. In the 19th and early 20th century, rubber was used everywhere, in cars, in homes, in hospitals. In the middle of the 19th century, Antonio López de Santa Anna got an idea for making money. Santa Anna was a general in the Mexican army and later the president of Mexico. But by 1854, he was no longer president and he needed to make money. He knew that many people were making a lot of money in the rubber business. The sap from the sapodilla tree and the rubber tree are not very different. Santa Anna chewed chicle all the time, and so he thought, "There is so much chicle in Mexico. What if we could use chicle to make a kind of rubber?" So, Santa Anna brought some chicle to an inventor in the United States named Thomas Adams. Adams worked with the chicle that Santa Anna brought. He tried to make a product like rubber. He tried to make toys, boots, and many other things, but he did not succeed. Santa Anna gave up on the idea, but Adams did not. He had a different idea. Why not use chicle in the same way as the Aztecs did, for chewing gum? So he started a gum company. Adams' gum was almost a success, but it did have one problem. It had no taste. That soon changed when other companies began to add sugar, fruit, and mint to their chewing gum. Today, gum is still popular, but some teachers and parents still don't like it. What's wrong with gum? Some people think it looks ugly when people chew gum. Other people say gum is not healthy. Some people even say that if you eat gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years. Not true. Gum with a lot of sugar is not very healthy. That's true. However, some scientific studies show that gum without sugar is good. First of all, it can help clean your teeth. Second, it helps people feel more awake and think more quickly and clearly. So, maybe your teachers were wrong. Maybe everyone should chew gum in school.